which looks at the role of chess in literature and art. From King to Pawn is on Sunday evening at 9:30. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15. Time for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you good evening. Late Junction now and Fiona Talkington.
Great gospel singer Mahalia Jackson from a 1950 recording, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And this is my last Late Junction before Christmas, so I've included tonight a couple of tracks which have become something of a Late Junction tradition. And this is one which many of you mention, The Roaches and My Winter Coat.
The fit is generous and loose. Coat is filled with down of goose. Should I feel guilty about that? I wouldn't wear the fur of a cat. My coat is black, so in New York City it doesn't look dirty, it stays pretty. Suits a pair I already had of boots. Can't help sharing on a personal note a secret I have concerning the coat. One of the reasons that it got my vote eyes open around the throat. For me, the color mustn't come too high, because we'll all right, my skin is dry. So each morning I rub my face with oil, and the fabric, you see, the grease could soil. Speak a moment about the lining after my own heart's designing. It's nylon so your skirts don't whine, up in a bunch around your behind. When the time comes for the coat to clean, drying it out, but the filling does float. I'm here to proclaim this coat is enough. The length of the coat is below the knees, so in the cold your legs don't freeze. I'm nuts about another one of its charms. There's plenty of room underneath the arms. The coat's not bulky, it weighs about an ounce, and it's practically void of any frivolous flounce. I will admit it has shoulder pads. Considered, it's not so bad. It looks all right, even from the side, I guess because the bottom isn't overly wide. Okay, so you say you prefer something hipper. Just tell you about the zipper. I searched for it for many years. Last one I had, I tore up in tears. Turned me into Jack the Ripper. But now I stepped in Cinderella's slipper. Just south of the crotch, working it's a task you can hardly botch. It's made of a material that will not rust. It won't get stuck, you don't get fussed. It undoes easily in the usual way, but you can also pull it up if you'd like to, let's say. Sit down on a train or climb some stairs. Your desire to bend this coat about shares. There are snaps as well, which I don't even use. If I had to choose, I remember the night I went to the store, fighting my way across the cloak stuffed floor. Suffocating I was, it seemed, when from a rack this last hope. Requirements, I pursued the trail to find furthermore.
So you could hang it on a hook, but it broke, what the heck? With the end of each sleeve, I'm totally smitten. Ample space for to emerge a thick mitten. If you want to be warm, it winds far and away. It's like walking around in your bed all day. I know you're not supposed to be so fond of a thing, but today this is my heartfelt inspiration to sing. This cold would last forever.
Real Christmas favourite here on Late Junction, The Roaches and My Winter Coat from 1995. And if you tuned in late and missed some of it, then of course you can listen again for the next 7 days on the BBC iPlayer. This is another female trio making their debut CD. They're called Runcie and they play cantildouble bass and accordion. And this is a track called Se on Mentava.
Thank you.
A Christmas song there inspired by the Occitan tradition, sung by a group called Guy Saber. And before that, music from the Finnish trio Runsi. I've been playing music by John Cage all this week. Tonight, it's his 1941 collaboration with Lou Harrison called Double Music for four percussionists. Cage wrote for players numbers 1 and 3. Harrison wrote for players 2 and 4. And it provided a good-natured ending to a concert they did together. It's played here by the Amadinda Percussion Group. Thank you. Another track from Sufjan Stevens's box set of music for Christmas, a piece called The Winter Solstice. And it followed on from John Cage and Lou Harrison's double music, played by the Amadinda Percussion Group. Now, Loudon Wainwright, recorded for The John Peel Show in 1971.
Thank you.
The North Sea Radio Orchestra there and O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Following on from the Gregorian Choir of Paris, Descendit de Caelis, He Came Down from Heaven. And Loudon Wainwright, first of all there from 1971, from a session recorded for the John Peel Show. Be careful, there's a baby in the house.
Thank you. my babe lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number gently fall upon thy head. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Cold and hard thy Saviour lay. When his birthplace was a stable and his softest bed was clay. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed. Sweetest blessings without number gently fall upon thy head.
David Sylvian and Holger Tuke there, and Plight, the spiralling of winter ghosts. Coote Boys and Simpson and Dunstan Lullaby. And another Late Junction tradition just before, Booga Vesseltoft from It's Snowing on My Piano. And first of all, there a beautiful version by Josef Sandström of Pretorius's There Is a Rose. That was sung there by the Almener Songen. Now, going back for a moment to some of my favourite albums of the year, this one simply had to make an appearance, the brilliant Jager Jazzist. Well, it's been great to have a new album from Yaga Yazist this year. That was the title track from One Armed Bandit, which came out much earlier on this year. Recently re-released, and deservedly so, is Andrew Cronshaw's CD The Great Dark Water. From that, this is The Wexford Carol.
Thank you.
Another track from the new CD from Kate Rusby, a song called Four Stars, following the Finnish trio Karuna and a piece they called The Shovel Mazurka. Andrew Cronshaw, first of all, there, and the Wexford Carol from the recently reissued CD The Great Dark Water. An Advent hymn by Anthony Pitts now, a plea for the Saviour to come soon, sung here by Tonus Peregrinus.
Thank you.
an Advent carol by Anthony Pitt, sung by Tonus Peregrinus, O Quickly Come. And that's my last official Late Junction until the new year, almost over. But I will be joining Max for the very last programme of 2010 on the 30th of December, when we've got a few musical ideas to help or perhaps hinder your New Year celebrations. But I'm going to end with music for organ and electronics tonight. Nils Henrik Asheim at the organ of Oslo Cathedral with electronic wizardry from Lasse Marhaug. After the beautiful version of a well-known hymn played by Jason Carter. Whatever you're doing over the holiday period, may I wish you a very peaceful and happy Christmas.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Sway, in a Swedish succession for this first hour, a performance of Berwald's masterpiece, the Symphonie Singulière, and right now music by the man who is in many ways Berwald's musical heir, Wilhelm Steinhammer. And given Steinhammer's renowned keyboard prowess, it's surprising he wrote as little as he did for the piano. Part of the reason was probably his concentration on conducting in the early years of the 20th century. This is his second piano concerto, a piece with a few nods to Saint-Saëns, and, like the Berwald, to Mendelssohn as well. The pianist is Niklas Sivelöf with the Malmö Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Grams.
Thank you.
Wilhelm Steinhammer's second piano concerto, music he put the finishing touches to in 1907. The pianist there, Niklas Sivelöf, with the Malmö Symphony Orchestra conducted by Andrew Grams. Well, this next Swede here on Through the Night, Franz Berwald. And his lifetime took in the careers of Chopin, Schumann, Schubert, Mendelssohn and Berlioz, many of them audible in Berwald's music, as are pre-echoes, for example, of Carl Nielsen, certainly in this piece, Berwald's Third Symphony, nicknamed Singulière, and written in 1845.